WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Well, it took several scheduled attempts before the Joint Polar Satellite System 1 lifted off from Vandenberg Air Force Base, California at 1:47 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Saturday, November the 18th. The satellite's next-generation technology will help improve the timeliness and accuracy of U.S. weather forecasts 3 to 7 days out. The value of the new JPSS satellite cannot be understated after this tragic hurricane season, noted Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross. JPSS offers an unparalleled perspective on our planet's weather, giving NOAA advanced insights which will be used to guard American lives and communities. JPSS-1 will be renamed NOAA 20 when it reaches its final orbit. Scientists and forecasters will be able to use the satellite's data officially after its 5 advanced instruments, all significantly upgraded from those on NOAA's previous polar orbiting satellites, complete 3 months of tests. The satellite is designed to operate for 7 years, with the potential for several more years. Data these advanced instruments provide will improve weather forecasting, such as predicting a hurricane track, and aid in the recognition of global-scale patterns that can influence the weather, including El Niño and La Niña. They will also help emergency managers respond to events like wildfires and volcanic eruptions, and help communities recovering from severe storms with better views of storm damage and show the extent of power outages. The data will also be available to aid scientists monitoring changes in our environment. JPSS-1 will join the NOAA-NASA SUMI NPP satellite in the same polar orbit and will also provide scientists with observations of atmospheric temperature and moisture, clouds, sea surface temperature, ocean color, sea ice cover, volcanic ash, and fire detection. JPSS-1 is the first satellite in a new series of 4 highly advanced polar orbiting satellites, furnishing high-resolution data to improve computer models. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.